What's up, everybody? This is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. Of course, I'm here with my main man,
Kai.
My main squeeze.
Yep.
And today we're going to try as best as we can to answer the question, why do knees hurt after sitting too long?
Yep.
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 All right.
Let's jump
but
right
before
into it.
We do that, before we jump right
okay,
into it.
Before we do
it. Before that, we're going to, one of our questions from one of our last podcasts, I don't even remember which one it was now. And honestly, I don't even remember why we were talking about this, but it was Norse language and Nordic.
Oh, the Vikings.
Yeah, so why were we talking about like Nordic?
Because he was like, I forget. We can watch that.
Oh my goodness. Are we going to have to answer that question in the next podcast?
Yes.
So anyway, Norse, Nordic language and the Nordic people and where are they? But yeah, I was pretty much right in saying like Iceland, Scandinavia, Greenland, Sweden, Denmark. One question we had before was like, who are the Danish?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's Denmark, people from Denmark.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and they eat lots of Danishes.
Danish prunes.
What?
Isn't that a thing? I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe that's not a thing.
Prunes, I feel like that would come from Denmark.
Prunes? All right. If you are Danish and you eat a lot of prunes, just let us know, okay? All right, so on to why do knees hurt after sitting too long?
Yep.
This strange question came up because I think we were just sitting down and groaning after getting back up. Like, yeah. I was like, my knees!
And me too. I've done it before when I'm downstairs doing Legos. I'm like...
Are you like crisscross applesauce?
No.
Sometimes.
And then for like maybe an hour or 2 hours, I'm just sitting like that playing with Legos.
And then sometimes you're squatting, right?
Yeah.
Like the Asian squat where your butt's like close to your heels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
your knees are bent either way.
Mm-hmm. And both of those times I get up and I'm like.
Yeah, I will tell you, sitting on the floor doing crisscross applesauce playing like Legos with you,
yeah.
After 20 minutes, I'm done.
Yep.
And it's like my hips, my knees, everything is just not doing good.
I think I can endure more.
Yeah, you're probably better than me. And that's probably because I'm older.
Yeah, it's a sport.
it's right. An endurance sport.
Yeah. All new.
I do have to tap out quicker, right? I'm like, I gotta go. I'm not feeling good. I'm not doing good.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
But even just sitting in a normal chair for me for too long with my knees in the same position, I feel like I have to stretch out my knees.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah.
And it feels good. So for me, as an old guy, I'm not old, but like an older gentleman.
Older gent.
I figure, you know, I have a lot of wear and tear on my knees, so mm-hmm. That's going to be some of the issue with like...
Sitting down
for too long in one position.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening to Kai, too.
And I'm an older gent, just so you
know. You are a younger gent. And so, I don't know. Obviously, we're not using... this is not like a study. We don't mm-hmm. Have, you know, scientific proof here. But maybe this happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not. So if this happens to you or it doesn't happen to you, that would be really cool if you reached out and said, hey, actually, this doesn't happen to us. Or mm-hmm. Actually, my son is young and this does happen to us.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, this is what we found out. Well, our hypothesis first. Kai was saying...
Hypothesis?
Hypothesis. Give me a break, man.
Okay.
All right, so what was your hypothesis before we started?
Well, it was like that maybe if you bend your knees, the blood is like kind of like, bless you.
That was a cough.
I know. If you bend your knees, the blood's like ramming into like the nerve or the cell wall. And then
the wall of the vein or artery.
Yeah, whatever. And
whatever
then,
that is.
And then it's bouncing back off.
And so,
like
and then also,
and
like, you know,
I don't know,
it's making it harder to get through.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
It's trapping some of the blood in there,
it's,
right?
Instead of if you stretch your knee out, it's like straight, right?
Yeah.
But then if it's bent, then it's like it has to...
It has to go around a corner.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so lack of blood flow was a guess. And then another thing you said was joints lock. And
yeah.
You know what that made me think of? It made me think of like cows when cows sleep standing up, their joints lock.
Really?
And, like, I think horses, this happened to horses,
too. Oh,
really? Yeah. But I'm like, we're not cows. Our joints don't lock. And especially, they don't lock when they're bent.
Yeah. Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Well, when do they lock?
Our joints don't lock. I don't think. Huh. I'm pretty sure they don't lock.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a lot of
joints. If your joints are locking, I feel like that's an issue.
Yeah.
That's like a disability. Kai's playing with his joints right now.
I'm like, joint right. Lock.
So some of the stuff that we researched, for most people, sitting for long periods results in inflammation and buildup. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this was, it took a while to get to that point, but it said buildup. For most people.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you disagree with that statement, feel free to let us know because, you know, it took a while to find that.
Yeah, we want to know
the truth.
Yes.
So if this is true, for most people, sitting for long periods results in inflammation, which is, what did you describe that as?
Like heat?
No. Well, yeah, you can have heat, like a hot area that's inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
But you were also saying just like swelling.
Yeah.
Bigger area, right?
Definitely. Like when I hit my knee and when I bashed my eye, there was a lot of swelling there. And, like, a lot of swelling on my knee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
And those were hot, too, mm-hmm. right?
Definitely.
Your body was working to fix something.
Mm-hmm. My eye was, like, so pink.
Yeah, and in both of those, you did have a buildup of fluid, too.
Yeah, and it was hot. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. I was like, wow, this is so squishy.
You're like a cartoon.
It's a pillow.
So then this comes to the fact that your knee would be stiff.
Mm-hmm.
After staying in one position for a while.
Yeah.
And then after you get up, because it's stiff, you have decreased mobility.
Yeah.
Right? Now, they were saying there's a bunch of reasons that cause this, but a lot of these reasons sound like you're just getting old.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're just an old gen. Or an old gal.
An old gal getting along in your years.
Yeah, something like that.
But here you go.
But you could be young. You could be like 10 or 12 listening to this podcast.
And having issues like old people have, it's possible.
Like you're a young gen or an old gen, or a young gal or an old gal.
You're just going with that.
Yeah.
So bursitis is one possibility. That's an inflamed...
You're like, bursitis.
It's, you have sacs of fluid in your knee, mm-hmm. and they can become inflamed, like inside your knee joint.
Yeah.
They're called bursae, and that's bursitis.
Bursitis.
Again, this is like a... You're old and you're dealing with some things of your body mm-hmm. slowly not doing,
old
not performing
old,
well.
Yeah.
you're just the one that says that, okay?
Yeah, old people.
Old gals and old gents.
Yeah, exactly.
And then arthritis also sounds a lot like mm-hmm. something from old gents and old gals.
Oh,
you made me say it that time.
Dang it. I was like, dang.
And so that's chronic inflammation, and it's definitely, you're dealing with some pain there.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Here's a possibility. This one kind of sounds possible.
Okay.
Injury. So if you have an injury
mm-hmm.
to your knee, then that knee is going to hurt when you don't move it for a while.
Yes. Just
specifically
like,
that knee.
Yeah. Just like me, but both of my knees hurts.
And then that's the both issue. So hurt. Kai has like really hit his knee pretty hard.
Very, very hard.
Very hard.
A lot. It hurt for like a week.
It hurts. Yeah. But when you sit for 30 minutes in one position,
mm-hmm.
both of your knees hurt.
Yes.
Equally.
Yes.
Okay, so this is not that.
No, it's not.
My guess.
Mm-hmm.
Runner's knee is another thing, and that
or
is...
Or PFPS.
Right. What was that? I forget.
That's...
Patella or something?
I think it's right here.
Did I write it? I don't think I wrote it. It basically is pain in the patella or kneecap, and this is overuse.
Patellofemoral... The pattern.
Yes. So, an easy way to say it is runner's knee.
Pancus.
But it's overuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're constantly beating on that joint.
Yeah.
When you're running, for mm-hmm. example.
Yep.
So, that's another possibility because we're both really active.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you Definitely. Are a young child out there and you do not have knee pain after sitting for a long time, let us know because maybe... We overuse our knees.
Yeah, something like that.
Or our knees are predisposed, like by genes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That they're just not built that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the muscle that we build doesn't work as well to keep it.
But my joints are built well.
Yeah.
Yours are, your old gen.
Old gent joints.
Yeah, old gent
joints. Old gal joints.
Old gal joints,
So I was talking about muscle there, but that's another possibility. If you have A... low flexibility,
mm-hmm.
or B, low strength, those are things that could make your knees hurt. So
yes.
if you're not able to flex well enough that you don't have good, like your muscles can't stretch enough,
mm-hmm.
that's an issue and that'll create stiffness. And if you don't have enough muscle to kind of guard the knee joint itself, so we're talking about the muscle above the knee and the muscles below the knee.
Yes.
Like on both sides.
Like your thighs and your calves.
Yeah, exactly. All of that. And then all what's behind your thighs? You have your hamstring.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So all
hamstring
of that.
Hamstring stretch.
Yeah. All of those are important. And that could be something for us. Like maybe mm-hmm. we don't have enough muscle. Or maybe we don't stretch enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I definitely do not stretch.
Yeah, but like for kids,
it's all easy for us kids. But
I don't
for
know.
But for you
for
old
gents,
for you old gents
like
and old
me.
Gals, you just not.
Okay, final possibility is surgery. I've had surgery on one knee, but again, both my knees hurt.
Both
yeah.
knees, yes.
After sitting for like 30 minutes,
I actually haven't experienced it in a while.
Okay.
Like my knee hurting.
Well, maybe you are building up strength and you're becoming more flexible and you are not overusing.
You're just reading off.
And you haven't had surgery in a while.
I've never had surgery.
Okay. So then here's some other things
God.
From a couple other websites that we picked out. Muscles and tendons can, so the muscles themselves and the tendons can stiffen.
Yes.
After long stretches of time in one position.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, again, that sounds like that can happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
From babies on up.
Babies on up.
To old gents.
Babies on down.
From old gents on down.
You were born as an old gent, and you're like, I'm a baby, I'm so young.
There's a movie like that.
Really?
Yeah, what was
I
that?
I need to watch it.
It was Brad Pitt. He was like, he's born as a wrinkly old man.
Oh, I
and then he grows up and he becomes a baby.
And he's
it's
like,
weird.
Goo goo gaga.
I can't remember the name.
I've learned all the power of goo goo gaga. That's how I say everything. All
right. Finally, sitting in a wrong or awkward position.
Which I do a lot.
Which, well, yeah, maybe. It can put pressure on your kneecaps.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. So if you think, for example, if you're sitting too low in a chair, that's bad ergonomics, a bad way
mm-hmm.
that your body should be.
Like
so if
this.
Your knees are over bent
mm-hmm.
for too long, then of course that's going to stress what they're saying your kneecaps.
And if they're under bent.
If they're under bent, that's actually better. You should technically, a lot of these websites said that your butt should be like at the height of your knees
your
when
butt.
You're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And your knees, your feet should be on the ground.
Kind of like this.
But I hear a lot that when you sit, actually ergonomically, your butt should be raised. Like on the edge of a seat. And then your thighs go downwards towards your knee.
And
then your knees make not a 90 degree angle, but more than a 90 degree
like
angle.
Like 45 or 30.
No, 45 would be tighter. So we're talking a 90 plus.
Oh, like 90, maybe like 100.
135 would be halfway. I don't know. I don't know the exact.
Something like that. But 135 is standing up then.
So, well, that would be 180.
Oh, yeah, true.
That would be 180.
Yep.
And then if you broke your knees and went all the way down, that would be 360.
Wait. So your knee would go up and around and then like that. Something.
Okay.
Something
right.
like that.
It would leave it up to us to just, you know, be
test.
Completely ridiculous.
Yeah, and we're going to test it out.
Mental acrobatics.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So basically, a lot of websites were saying that if your knees are hurting, you're dealing with this, you should be shooting to move every 30 to 60 minutes. 60 already sounds excruciating to me to be sitting in one
yeah.
position.
But I do that at my setup all day.
But I think just
I'm
generally...
I'm just like sitting there just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
But your knees are not like perfect. They're
yeah.
not like
because,
90.
Oh,
so they're
yeah,
a little
because,
bit out.
Because I have the beanbag.
Yeah.
And that really helps.
Maybe that helps.
Yeah. And that's why I don't get knee pain there.
All right. So... Again, we don't have like a direct answer on this, and we're asking more for audience help
mm-hmm.
in hearing your stories because we just might be
we're noobs.
We are noobs.
We definitely are,
and we might not have the answer for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all I got.
Peace out.
Peace out, Cub Scouts, and feel free to let us know at, what's our email?
Unschoolingwithkai@gmail.com. Just so all you young and old gents and gals know. That's like my combo.
It's a good combo.
All right. We will see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Yay.